Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello, this is Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. I'm glad you're here, and I'm going to talk to you today about how to get new customers. You know, I was speaking at a pest control conference a while back, and this gentleman came up to me and he said, Hal, can you tell me how to get some new customers fast? I said, okay. Now, this is a question that comes up quite often. Can you tell me how to get some new customers fast? So, here's basically what I told him. I said, if you want to grow your business or your organization, here's a simple formula that will work for you. It will get you some new customers. Make a commitment to do at least three things each and every day that are totally focused on getting a new customer and nothing else. Three things each and every day totally focused on getting a new customer and nothing else. And you need to understand that successful marketing is not any one big thing. It's a thousand little things. And if each one of those thousand little things only gets you one new customer, well, if you do all thousand of those little things, you'll end up with a thousand new customers. If you only do one or two, you'll only end up with one or two new customers. So, with that said, here are some examples of things you might do to stir up some new customers fast. Number one is simply ask someone for a referral. Just ask. You'd be surprised how many times this will lead you to a referral. Now, myself, I don't like to use the word referral, okay? I'll say, do you know anybody who might like for me to come out and perform a complete pest analysis of their home? For termites, roaches, ants, crickets, any other pest that might be around their home, offer to do a free service when you ask for a referral. Just say, do you know anyone who might like for me to come out and do a free service? You give me their name, I'll give them a call. Ask someone to introduce you to a specific person of influence in your community. It could be the mayor, a politician, the president of your local bank. It could be a business person. It could be a property manager. It could be a real estate broker or executive. Or it could be a real estate agent that you want to meet. But ask someone to introduce you to a person of influence in your community. And you will find that that person of influence may and often does lead you into quite a new world of new business form of referrals. Make a phone call to a former customer just to touch base, let them know you were thinking about them and see if you can help them in any way. A lot of times they will say, oh, I'm glad you called because I'm having this problem and can you come out and check it out for me? See, you're on a lot of people's minds without even knowing it because they're having pest problems that they simply haven't called about. So just go through your former customer list, make a call and say, I was just thinking about you and hope everything's okay. And just to let you know, I'm here if you ever need me. You'd be surprised how often that will lead to a direct sale right there on the spot. Go through your database and make phone calls. Just to let people know you're thinking of them. It hasn't been that long ago when everybody had a Rolodex sitting on their desk. Now you don't see too many Rolodexes because it's all digital information. It's stored on your computer, your contact information. But I heard a guy say one time at a workshop, he said, look, if you'll go through your Rolodex and start with the A's, call everybody in that Rolodex and just say, hi, I just was thinking about you and thought I'd give you a call and haven't talked with you in a while and I hope everything's okay and just want to let you know I was thinking about you. He said, you'll never get past the F's, as in Frank. You'll never get past the F's until you have sold new business that you have to go out and service. So just go through your database and start making phone calls to people and just letting them know that you're thinking of them. and if that you're there for them if they need you. Collect a business card from someone you just met and send them an email offering your services to them. Very simple. If you're in a restaurant, or for instance, and you run into a friend and you speak with them and they introduce you to somebody that they're with, having lunch maybe, ask them for a business card. Say, do you happen to have a card? Oh, they'll light up because everybody wants to give you a business card, right? Just like you want to give people your business card. So get a business card, bring it home, bring it back to the office, and make a call or send an email offering your services to that person. You'd be surprised. Some of them will need you. Invite a client or a contact that you've just met for coffee or lunch, and you pay. Say, I'd like to take you to lunch, or I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee and find out more about you and your business and how I might be able to help you. Or if it's a current customer, invite them for coffee or lunch and just let them know how much you appreciate their business, and then you can ask if there's anyone they know of who would like for you to come out and do a free pest analysis. So one thing leads to another. Attend a networking meeting in your community. It could be an independent networking meeting. It could be something like B&I, Power Corps. Go to the Chamber of Commerce, collect business cards, and follow up. You know, I had a gentleman tell me one time, he said, Hal, you know, the most valuable piece of information you've ever given me was this. When I go out into the community, forget about giving away my business cards to people and focus on collecting business cards from people. He said, you told me to make it a point to come home every day with a pocket full of business cards and then to sit down and follow up with those people, call them, offer the services, offer to buy them a cup of coffee. And he said, I have sold more business doing that. And I just want to let you know that that's a very powerful tip you gave me, and it has really paid off. Drop off some flyers at a strategic location in your community. Could be the Chamber of Commerce. It could be a real estate office. Could be an apartment complex. Come up with some flyers with some very helpful information and drop those off at strategic areas in your community. Send a handwritten thank you card to somebody. It could be one of your clients. It could be somebody who's done a favor for you in the past. But really, with your VIP clients, this is important. Or it could be a brand new client that you just did your first service for. Send a handwritten thank you card. Computer-generated cards are nice, but we all know that they're very, even though they're cute and clever, they're impersonal, and all somebody had to do was press a button to send it to you, and they probably sent it to 1,000 other friends at the same time. But it's different with a handwritten note in your own handwriting. Somebody knows that you really sat down and made time for them and took time to write that card or that note. It's very powerful. It makes them feel very special and very appreciative. I don't often send handwritten thank you cards and notes, but I make it a point to do business with people who do because it impresses me so much. And I know that I'm basically too lazy to do it, okay? If your vehicle is marked, and I hope it is, I hope it's well marked, and I hope it's a very attractive vehicle with a powerful message, go out and park that vehicle in a strategic location where it can be seen by as many people as possible. If you go to lunch today, make sure that you get there early by 11:30 before the crowd builds up. Check out the parking lot and pick out the absolute number one best parking spot there is so that everybody going in and out of that restaurant can't help but see your vehicle. It's right there in front of their face when they come out the door, and park there. I went to speak at a pest control meeting not long ago, and I think there were 13 pest control companies represented, and it was at a very nice Mexican restaurant right on the side of a busy 6-lane highway in their community with traffic lights out front, and this was just a scene of massive traffic, okay? Everybody, all the trucks except one were parked around behind the restaurant. One guy had parked his right out in the parking lot right next to the street, and then he walked across the parking lot to the restaurant, and everybody going up and down that busy six-lane highway could see his vehicle. Everybody else parked in the back. And I asked them why they did that. They said, well, it was for convenience. They didn't want to have to walk across the parking lot. So you go down that street, you see the restaurant, and you see this one pest control vehicle parked right out on the street. You'd never know there were 12 other vehicles parked around behind the restaurant so nobody could see them. If you pull into a customer's home, don't drive around, park around back where nobody can see your vehicle. Pull in the driveway a short ways and stop, and then carry your equipment up to the house so that anybody going up and down that street can see your vehicle, okay? Park it where the most people can see it at the busiest times of the day. Make a phone call and introduce yourself to a person of influence. I talked about this earlier, having somebody introduce you to a person of influence in your community, but you really don't have to wait for them. Call and introduce yourself to someone and tell them who you are. Say, I'd just like to stop by and introduce myself. Shake your hand and let you know that what I do and that if I can ever help you in any way. You know what? You're hardly ever going to have anybody tell you no. No, I don't want you to come by and introduce yourself to me. Business people like to meet other business people, especially if they're a banker or a real estate agent or a politician. They want to meet as many people as they can, too. So simply by calling and introducing yourself to a person of influence, that can lead you to some real quick business. I joined the Chamber of Commerce in my local community once back years ago when I had my pest control business. I didn't know a soul in the Chamber of Commerce, but I joined it. And I met the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and he immediately had me follow him over to his home. And he needed to have it treated for termites, and I did a termite treatment for him. He was the very first person I met, and I immediately did a termite treatment of his house and put it under a service contract. And then he began to tell other people what great work I did. What better example of networking and how quickly it can work, and it can do the same thing for you too. Attend a social mixer. Chambers of Commerce's other business groups tend to have business, what they call business after hours or social mixers. Real estate companies, mortgage companies do this quite often just to bring people together for the purpose of networking. You need to attend one of those. And you know what? Don't focus on giving your card to people. Focus on getting a lot of business cards and coming home and the next day reaching out to those people, introducing yourself, offer to buy them a cup of coffee, and find out how you can help them. Sometimes that just drops a treatment or a new customer right in your lap. Drop off a free gift to someone, especially your VIP customers. Give them unexpected gifts and surprises. It'll go a long way toward causing their creative juices to flow and finding a way to pay you back by referring you to somebody else. Give your business card to a total stranger and introduce yourself. Just hand it to a total stranger. Say, hi, I'm Bob with Acme Exterminators. I'm in the termite and pest control business. If I can ever help you in any way, I hope you'll give me a call. And wave at them and wish them a good day and walk away. If you're at the gas station filling up your automobile or your truck or your car and there's somebody pumping gas right across the pump from you, go over and hand them a business card. Hi, I'm Bob with Acme Pest Control, termite and pest control business. If I can ever help you, let me know. You'd be surprised how many times people will say, by the way, yes, I do have a question. Do you do termite work? Well, we sure do. I think I have a termite problem. You should give a card to everybody you meet and introduce yourself to them, total strangers. It will lead to business, sometimes very quickly. Volunteer somewhere in your community. Go out and find a way to give back if you're not already doing that. And you can do that through churches, through the Chamber of Commerce, through Rotary, other civic organizations, Kiwanis. Find a way to get involved and do some volunteer work. Get on some committees and just give back to the community. That will make you feel good. It's a good thing to do, and the side effect of it collaterally is that you'll get new business from it. Do something extra and totally unexpected for a customer or one of your clients. Just do something really nice, and it could be in the form of your service, of course. Even things like moving their trash can. We've all heard about, you know, bring their trash can up from the street, bring their newspaper to them, pick up a dead tree branches, drag it out of the yard, and they're appreciative. And then you can follow that up with, do you know someone who might like for me to come out and do a free pest analysis of their home? You can send somebody movie tickets. Send them a gas card. Send them a Starbucks card. Just doing unexpected things that are above and beyond for your customers, and doing those same things for people who are only prospects, who haven't even done business with you yet, but do something nice. If you're out there at a prospect's home and you're doing a bid on a service or you're doing a free inspection, find something you can do that you would normally charge for and do it for them. And just to say, you know, my treat today, I'm just doing this for you because I want to help you, and I hope you'll choose us to do business with. You know, this list could go on and on, but the bottom line is, if we'll make it a point to do at least three things each and every day with the sole purpose of stirring up another customer, you'll end up stirring up a lot of new customers over this next year. I promise. That's just the way it works. Hey, if you're serious about growing your business, why don't you give me a call at 770-993-0004. If you'll do that and tell me you listen to this podcast, I'll treat you to a free one-hour sales coaching session. It won't cost you a penny. I guarantee you'll come away from the call with some great insights and ideas about things that you can do to grow your business, get more customers, to be more successful. I hope this podcast was helpful to you. This is Hal Coleman. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day.